Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. This Estonian fairy tale, taken from Ruth Manning Sanders' A Book of Ghosts and Goblins, is a story of what a clever girl does when encountered by a group of goblins who want to kidnap her for an impromptu wedding. And on that note, it's story time. One night, an overworked young bathhouse attendant is putting away her brushes and sponges. She is about to leave when the rattle of wheels in the street outside tells her someone has arrived at the door. Running to look, she sees a magnificent golden coach drawn by four black horses, fully decked out in plumes and bells. But it isn't a lord who steps out. It's a goblin. Actually, a crowd of goblins. They have decided the girl will make a nice bride for one of their lads and have rocked up to collect her for an impromptu wedding. The girl does not intend to play any part at this wedding. She locks herself inside the bathhouse and, gambling for time, shouts a demand for appropriate bridal wear through the door. This plan is given unexpected support from a talking mouse, who creeps up to her ear and tells her to prolong every demand as long as she can. If the dawn can get to her before the goblins, she will be saved. Good advice is good advice, even if it does come from a resident rodent. The girl goes slowly through the most lavish outfit she can think of and puts on every item brought to her as slowly as she possibly can. Her efforts are counteracted by one of the younger goblins, who is known by the nickname Quick as Thought, and unfortunately lives up to the hype. No matter what the girl asks for, he's there and back again with wicked speed. He even gets the right sizes. He is sartorically psychic. The girl is made of strong stuff though. When she is fully dressed, from silver slippers to a diamond headdress, and she has no choice but to leave the bathhouse, she looks at the plush upholstery of the carriage and turns up her nose. She never travels on goose feather cushions. Either they scatter the inside of the carriage with hay or she doesn't go. Not that this is an option, but the goblins are really trying to please her. And she has hit on an unexpectedly tricky demand, because they come from underground, where there is no hay. They are confounded. The girl sneaks a glance at the sky and sees the moon dropping low on the horizon. If she can only keep them chasing their own tails a little bit longer. The grandmother of the goblins, however, is not a lady to give up in a hurry. She takes her eyes out of her head and tosses them high. They whirl round in midair, searching for hay, and fall back into their sockets when a stag has been located. Quick as Thought is sent to retrieve it. Either this is a terribly complicated thought, or hay is considerably harder to transport than clothes, because it takes him a long time to return. When he does, panting beneath his load, the other goblins start stuffing it into the carriage as fast as they can. The leader of the goblins is truly fed up with his prospective daughter-in-law by now. "Get in, you hussy," he shouts, grabbing her by the arm. "There's yet one wisp of hay lying there," she tells him loftily. "You must put that last wisp into the coach, or I do not enter." When that is done, she insists that everyone else enter before her. The leader of the goblins reaches out to pull her inside, but at that moment, the cockerels of the town begin to call out, heralding the dawn. As one, goblins and carriage disappear, leaving the girl, still dressed in the glory of her trousseau, alone by the bathhouse door. Well, not quite alone. Her friendly bathhouse mouse is there too. "Well done, my lovely one, well done," it exclaims. "Now take me up in your hand and carry me home with you, and I will find a prince to marry you." And she does. The end. Here's the thing I love about fairy tales. Clever girls outsmarting creeps, possibly assisted by talking animals. I also love how the story does not end with the wedding. Instead, it ends with a girl and her mouse going home to plan out her new life. Maybe that involves marrying a prince. Maybe it doesn't. I'm pretty sure, though, it doesn't involve goblins. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.